Hi, I'm Desiree Dunbar. Thank you so much for listening to this meditation today. I'm the originator of the Graceful Awareness Method. I'm a professional artist, dancer, and teacher, and I've dedicated my entire life to learning, practicing, and mastering my art form. And in order to continue strengthening my body and my mind over the years, I've turned to a lot of different practices that go beyond the realm of dance. To be able to cultivate a calm and focused mind, as well as a balanced body that would allow me to continue dancing for a long time at a high level. And what I was surprised to find was that these tools did bring the artistic excellence I was looking for, but the unexpected payoff was that I started to feel more joy and satisfaction and balance in my everyday life and all my connections and relationships as well. So I'd like to acknowledge you for taking the time to take care of yourself today. And I do feel that one of the best ways we can contribute to the world is to schedule in time to move into deeper layers of awareness through inner work practices. I've had the pleasure of teaching hundreds of students age 18 to 24 in college and university dance programs all over the world. And through this experience, I've seen the same obstacles come up again and again. Young artists face challenges every day around deep self-love, injuries, fear of the future, problems with expressing their needs, eating disorders, addiction, and a lot more. And so I realized, A, it's really important to aim for wellness as we also aim for artistic excellence, and B, that there isn't a whole heck of a lot of education around wellness that doesn't just focus on the body. So how do we keep our mind well? For example, nutrition may be addressed, but what about classes to feel more confident and face our fears? I'm speaking through a dancer lens because that's what I know, but I do feel that the words artistic excellence can also just be replaced with one word. Success. We can bring in the intention, I choose to be both successful and well in my chosen profession and in all aspects of my life. I've originated this technique, the Graceful Awareness Method, to bring different teachings and exercises together to assist others to move more skillfully on the path to success and to include the aim of wellness within that definition. Today, our focus is on a simple grounding exercise to feel calm and alert, more connected to our inner guidance system. Inner guidance is like an internal compass that points in the direction that best serves the highest good in every decision-making process. So let's get started. Go ahead and take a comfortable seat. Nice, tall posture. And we're going to breathe all together. So find a nice, long, deep breath, noticing the breath coming in and out of the lungs, very easy, allowing all thoughts of past or future to float in like passing clouds, and then to float out again, so that we're not engaging with the drama, the stories that the thoughts may conjure. And by the nature of deepening the breath and focusing in on the body, we'll find that those thoughts just naturally start to float away. Bringing in a feeling of compassion towards yourself, that however you've arrived today is perfect. Starting from exactly where we are right now. Good, find the beginning, middle, and end of your breath. Beginning, middle, and end of the inhale. And beginning, middle, and end of the exhale. Maybe even a slight pause after the inhale. And a slight pause after the exhale. Good, really stay with it, keeping the focus on the breath. The way the lungs fill with air like balloons inside the ribcage. And the in the way they just simply deflate when you exhale. Notice how the shoulders can stay relaxed when you breathe in. Good. Notice your seat on the chair, your sit bones down into the chair as you exhale. Good. We're going to breathe together now. Long exhale. Breathing in for three. One, two, three. And exhale. Two, three. Good. And a one, two, three. And exhale. Two, three. And a one, two, three. And exhale. Two, three. Let's do four. One, two, three, four, and exhale. Three, four, and a one, two, three, four, and exhale. Two, three, four, and a in. Slow and easy. Two, three, four, and exhale. Two, three, four. Two more. One, two, three, four, and exhale. Two, three, four. Excellent. Stay with it. Do one more round on your own time, in your own way. And then just let the breath be natural and easy. Imagine you have a line that goes from the center of the head, from between the eyes, to the back of the head. And then imagine there's another line that goes from ear to ear. So there's two lines, and that intersection point is the very center of the head. And let's bring our awareness there now. Bringing your awareness to the center of the head. Good, and stay there and take a few more deep breaths. Long inhale. Long exhale, and when you notice resistance arising, like strong thoughts or feelings, sensations, or feeling like I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing, come back to the breath in those moments, and you may find that it dissipates. Just long, deep inhale, long, deep exhale, bring the awareness back to the center of the head again, come back to it, and bring some amusement to it, so that we can stay light and playful, allowing an expansion of the mind. Very good. Good. Now imagine you have a long tube, like a cylinder, coming up from the earth, and it's going up to your pelvis, just below the pelvis. And we're going to pretend as though we're bringing out our inner playful five-year-old, that we're bringing up earth energy. And earth energy is that calm, grounded, connected feeling we have when we're in a beautiful place, like a beautiful park or by the ocean, in and amongst trees in the forest, that kind of feeling of calm. Let's bring that up the cylinder and bring it up into the pelvis, and it just playfully starts to move inside the body, connecting to all the cells of the body and grounding you to the earth. In every culture, the earth is a mother. And we can see the archetypal mother as unconditional love. Bring up a wash of deep, unconditional love up the cylinder and into your body. Letting all your cells vibrate with a deep validation of love. And just breathing with that. And where we set the intention, energy will start to flow. So setting the intention, I am bringing in energies of unconditional love. And really breathe with that. A few nice deep breaths. Putting our conscious mind to the side and allowing our playful imagination to take over. Pretend you are a tree, that you have long roots going into the earth. In the same way that trees drop nourishment from the soil, we are drawing up earth energy into ourselves. In the same way that trees release byproducts down back to the earth, we're going to release and ground out any energy that doesn't serve us today. We don't have to consciously know what that is. Again, just setting the intention, I am releasing any energy that doesn't serve me today. And working at the best pace for you. We're not trying to do everything in this moment, just doing the perfect amount for you. And breathe into that. Good. A couple more long, deep breaths. Bringing grounding earth energy in through your roots. And then also releasing energy that doesn't serve you back out again, back down into the earth. The earth can easily absorb and recycle that energy. And with our earth energy, there's an overabundance that we can access. There's enough for everybody on the planet. So just because we're accessing it, we're bringing it in, doesn't mean that there won't be enough for another person. There's enough to go around. Any excess energy in our body also moves out the soles of the feet, palms of the hand. And really refreshing, revitalizing the whole body, all the systems in the body, feeling grounded, calm, and alert. Good, take another deep breath now. Feel deeply in your body. Imagine you could think with your body. I'm thinking and feeling with my body. Notice the sensations that arise. Another deep breath, and the invitation is to stay with the sensation. To stay with the sensation and breathe. Excellent. Good. We're going to start to wind it down now. Good. Take a moment to thank your body. Thank you, thank you. Thank you for providing me with strength and ease, grace, flexibility. Take another deep breath, inhale, exhale. Now destroy the old grounding cord, that cylinder. Just destroy it, see it dissolve to the earth. Bring up a new one, a new cylinder to the pelvis, and draw up a fresh amount of earth energy. Recalibrating us for the present time. And that new earth energy comes into the body, all the cells, in a deeply grounding way. And this is something that you will be able to do now throughout your day. At any point in time, no one will know you're doing it. You can do it on the bus. You can do it while you're walking down the street, while you're shopping. Drawing up a cylinder, bringing up earth energy, and again, even just setting the intention, energy will start to flow in that direction. Keeping a playful amusement happening, not getting too serious. Good, we'll just finish off taking two more deep breaths together, long inhale and exhale, and one more inhale. And exhale, good. Go ahead and pat your body. Give yourself a little pat, waking up. Yawn and stretch, rub your face. Run your tongue on the roof of your mouth. Hang upside down, roll over, and then roll back up again. Just to reset your body for the present moment. Excellent, good. And we're going to finish up the meditation there. So that is your grounding exercise. And thank you so much for taking the time to join me today to listen in on this meditation. And I hope you will keep your eye out for more meditations, more classes on the website, DesireeDunbar.com. And I will keep that updated as new recordings come in. Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your day or evening, and I hope to see you soon. Take care, everybody. Bye.